Back here inside the studios on KATE 1450, we're joined over the phone by Jake Thompson. If you're an Albert Lea baseball fan, you might remember him from a few years back. He was a star on the Tigers, won All-Conference, was Minnesota High School All-Star as a senior, Big Nine Conference Player of the Year, and Section MVP as well. And now he's out there playing college ball, this time around at Oklahoma State. And we'll get to your different stops in a little minute, Jake. But first, it's been a nice little start to your season. You've already racked up a few hits in the first few games that Oklahoma State's had. You're getting out there and getting on the field, being a starter for the Cowboys, playing Big 12 baseball. What's it been like for you guys to start the season, and you specifically? What's been working so well that's let you see the ball so well?
I think our coaches just really have a lot of confidence in us just all the way around. Kind of let us, you know, do what we do well, really play to our strengths, and, you know, kind of minimize the weaknesses is kind of what we do in practice and everything, you know, working on what needs work, and then when we get to the games, really doing what makes us, I guess. You know, everybody's different, and I think these coaches have really embraced that. We all kind of have different swings, you know, different ways to pitch and everything, and they're not trying to make everybody the same. They really want us to be ourselves, and, you know, kind of what got us to Oklahoma State was successful, and they want us to keep doing that and building on that, and I think that's kind of worked for everybody up and down the lineup and throughout the pitching staff and everything. Everybody's doing their part and really playing team baseball.
At the start of the season, the big question is always, what do you work on in the off season? What are you trying to fix up with your game? What's the answer to that for you? What do you think is going to be the most improved part of your game this year?
I would say defense. I hit really well this summer, and I kind of moved around the infield and stuff. I've been at third base here. Kind of had some trouble throwing early on in the fall. I kind of was trying to find an arm slot after redshirting at Kentucky due to had some shoulder pain, but nothing showed up on an MRI or anything, and couldn't quite throw the way I wanted to, and really worked on that a lot. Robin Ventura ended up coming in. He's a gold glover in the MLB and was an absolute star here at Oklahoma State, and kind of gravitates toward third because that's his position, and he has really helped me a lot with throwing. As long as Coach Lees has been awesome. Just kind of trying to find out, you know, what worked best for me, and it's been really, really good so far early on this year.
You mentioned you redshirted at Kentucky last season. Was there any rust to shake off when you got back out there on the field and started playing major baseball again? Any nerves or anything, or was it just kind of, you know, you're a baseball player, you're playing year-round, and it was just back to the routine?
Yeah, I hadn't really done much baseball activity. I lifted a lot over the whole spring. I put on 15 pounds lifting at Kentucky, maxed out four times a week, and that was great. Kind of got my body into the shape it needed to be in to play high-level baseball. I was kind of always a little bit skinnier and stuff like that, but kind of filled out and matured, and that was great. And then went out to the Northwoods this summer and had two hits in my first two at-bats and didn't get out in my first game, and then it was, you know, I was kind of shaking the rust off. And then, throughout the summer, had a great summer. And then down here, we had our first fall game was against Arkansas, playing someone other than ourselves in inter-squads, and came out and had a really good day against them. I hit two homers, and that was kind of like, all right, yep, I got it. We'll be good, so.
Yeah, you mentioned the Northwood League and being able to move around in the infield there. What else did you take away from that experience last summer? And also, I'm sure it was nice to be a little bit closer to home as well.
Yeah, it was awesome. My family was able to come out just about every weekend, and I had a great host family, too. I really, really enjoyed it just because, I mean, what's better than playing ball every day? You know, we got to do 72 games and 78 days maybe or something like that. So, I mean, you know, showing up at the ball field every day and meeting all kinds of guys from around the country was a really cool experience and a lot of fun. And, I mean, yeah, just getting to go out and play ball every day, you know, in great Midwest summer weather was really fun, and playing highly competitive baseball out there too with bats. And yeah, I really enjoyed that, and cool atmosphere at all the different fields.
And you won a Rawlings Big Stick Award for your efforts there as well. Then in the fall, you get to Oklahoma State, which is the fourth stop for you already. And moving around in baseball is probably a little bit more common than in some of the other D1 college sports. But for you to make that trip from Kentucky before that, then you played your junior college, South Dakota State, your freshman year, has it been tough for you to make all of those moves around?
No. I kind of enjoyed it. You know, the whole process has been fun, and I met a lot of great people and learned a lot about baseball. I mean, kind of taking, you know, my favorite things from each place and kind of put that into my game. And I think that's definitely helped me become the ball player I am. Also, I mean, I was talking with my dad and it was like, man, you know, all of these different spots, I met different people and all these, you know, my freshman year went to South Dakota State and then went and played summer ball out in San Diego. Had a good summer out there and knew I was going to transfer and ended up staying out there at a junior college. And it was like, well, I wouldn't have been there had I not been at South Dakota State. And then from that junior college went to Kentucky and it was like, well, had I not been at that junior college, I wouldn't have been at Kentucky. And, you know, just all the different stops have kind of led to me being here. And it's been, you know, I couldn't be happier than where I am now. So I'm kind of thankful for all the different stops and places I've been that have led me to being here and the place that I definitely think is the best place for me.
And you mentioned you're happy to be at Oklahoma State now. How did you end up down there in Oklahoma? Were there other schools looking at you after the last season or after maybe the Northwoods League? I'm sure you decided by then, but just what was it about Stillwater that kind of stuck out for you in the program that the Cowboys have?
Yeah, it was actually pretty crazy, pretty hectic. I actually didn't leave Kentucky until early August. I think it was August 5th. I actually called and said I wanted to hit the portal. I had a really good summer and wasn't sure if I wanted to really go back there. And there was a new rule that came into place August 1st that I would be able to transfer and be eligible right away. And just kind of after talking and kind of figured everything out and thought, well, you know, I had a good summer. I think I'll have some calls and opportunities and ended up hitting the portal. And within 20 minutes of hitting the portal, I didn't even know that it had gone through. They sent me an email and had me fill out a thing. And apparently they put it in right away. And I had 10 calls the first day, different offers from different schools, and kind of just talked to them. And you know, school started here, I think, a week and a half after I hit the portal. So I didn't really have much time and kind of talked to all the different places on the phone. Wasn't able to visit anywhere. Hadn't been to Stillwater besides my freshman year with South Dakota State. We actually played down here against the Cowboys, and I got to play against them, and that was pretty fun. And talking with my dad, I remember being down here, and I was like, man, I think I could play at Oklahoma State when I was back as a freshman with South Dakota State playing against them. And it was pretty crazy and ended up just kind of talking to everybody. And this just seemed like the best opportunity for me and kind of the best fit with me with the coaches and everything. And I was pretty confident in my game that I'd be able to come out and earn a spot and play for a highly competitive ball club.
What were the other schools that were looking at you? You mentioned you had 10 calls in that first day. Was there anywhere else that was kind of pulling your attention?
Yeah, I was really interested in Creighton.
Okay.
Up in Omaha, you know, close to home, and TD Ameritrade Park's pretty awesome place.
Yeah.
And then Kansas State was another one. I'd say those are kind of the other two that I was, you know, super interested. Kind of came down to those three. We got a beautiful ball stadium going up that we're going to be in March 20th here too. That I think would be the nicest in the country. But just really had really long phone calls with those schools and just kind of ended up figuring out that this was going to be the best place for me. And I think I definitely made the right choice.
Well, right now this season, you've played 7 games hitting .286. Again, it's real early right now, but what are the goals for the season for you as an individual? Where would you like to be, whether it be something statistical or just more intangible kind of stuff? And then also, what are the goals for the Cowboys this year?
We want to get to Omaha. That's where we want to go. We want to be national champions. There's definitely a good tradition here of winning a lot in baseball, and they've been to Omaha. You know, I think they're top 5 in the country in trips to Omaha. We definitely want to get back there and win the Big 12. They won the Big 12 tournament last year, which was awesome. And, just kind of getting back there and giving ourselves a shot at winning the national championship would be, I think that's definitely our goal. We want to go for it. Individually, I don't know about statistically that I really have a goal. I just want to, you know, go up and get a hit every time I'm up. I don't want to get out ever. On my mirror here, actually, I have 3 things that I put up and look at every day. And I got All-American, National Champion, and Gold Glove are the 3 things that I look at every day, I guess, when I'm getting dressed. It's kind of my goals. I'm not, you know, statistically, I don't know what it takes to be those, but I think if I go up and, you know, just say I'm not getting out this time up and I'm making every play that comes to me, I think those three things might happen, you know.
All right, Jake, before we let you go, while you were a baseball player with Albert Lea, you also played basketball with the Tigers, too, and Albert Lea's had a tough stretch in basketball recently, but I don't know if you know, this team's at games this season. Are you happy about what the basketball team's been doing out there? Do you follow any of that Albert Lea sports stuff online or stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I talk to my dad and mom every day. I pretty much call my dad after practice and on my little trip back home from the field, and they just put it on speaker, and I talk to mom and dad, and I always ask, how's the basketball team doing? You know, how's the football team doing? And, yeah, they keep up with it and fill me in, and my grandma, too. She texts me about every week and says, oh, Tiger basketball won again, beat Austin. And I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. I'm pumped. I love Albert Lea and love where I came from. I definitely, you know, like I say, wouldn't be here without those things, but I really wouldn't be at Oklahoma State and doing what I'm doing without where I've came from, where I've gone, and what I've kind of become because of that.
All right, well, that's Jake Thompson of formerly Albert Lea Baseball, now representing the Tigers over at Oklahoma State with the Cowboys playing in the Big 12. You mentioned big expectations this season, big goals, and we'll be happy to follow you along the season. And who knows, get it to Omaha, and we'll have to talk to you again probably.
Sounds great. Thank you.